Hey there, and welcome to
Gilmore Girls Revisited.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2021. Today we are talking about season one, episode 9, called Rory's Dance, which aired December 20th in the year 2000.
So the summary for the show reads, Lorelai persuades Rory to attend her first dance at Chilton, then sets out to make her daughter a dress for the occasion. A nervous Rory asks Dean to join her for the event, and Emily invites herself to Lorelai's home to help with Rory's party preparations. Wow. So already I feel like the summary gives up a lot of what happened in that episode. But just to dig things a little bit further, the three main plot lines in this episode are like Rory and Dean's relationship, Lorelai and Emily's relationship, and then just Rory and her classmates' life at Chilton.
Yeah, and as many episodes go, this episode starts off with Friday night dinner at the Emily and Richard Gilmore's home. I was going to say the Gilmore home, but there's two of those. And Richard is not there, so it's just the ladies having dinner, and it starts off with Lorelai picking avocado off her salad, which is treason.
I know. I was like, girl, avocado's amazing.
It is. You know, it did take me a while to like avocado, but I cannot fathom picking it off anything these days. And they're, you know, it's just a regular dinner. They're going back and forth on the avocado. And because Emily seems to be on the side of what are you doing?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes the conversation tends to stray when Richard is in there. But Richard is in his travels. And what I found really cute was that Rory was so amazed by Richard like traveling for work. I think they said that he was in Prague or something. I'm assuming it was for work. She just seems so like proud and amazed. And I just love seeing how like her view of her grandfather and having that close bond and stuff like that. So I thought that was so adorable. But on the other side, Lorelai and Emily were talking about, I guess, Emily stepping in a little bit more into Rory's life at Chilton.
Which, you know, we talked a lot about, like in the first episodes of the season, with Emily being sort of overly invested in Rory's life at Chilton, school life at Chilton. And this happens again when this winter formal is brought up, because Lorelai had no idea what was going on because, you know, she doesn't read probably those newsletters. Which, you know, granted, I don't think my mom read many of them either, but
I don't even think we had any of those in my high school.
Well, not in high school, but when I was in Catholic school as a child, we did have those newsletters. And I slightly rolled my eyes, but you couldn't see, just Michelle. but the winter formal was brought to Lorelai's attention, and Rory's kind of like hesitant about going. And right away, Emily thinks it's Lorelai's idea. And Laura's like, I didn't even know about the dance. Like, how could I have told her not to go?
So in the drive back to Stars Hollow, Lorelai asks Rory, like, do you not want to go to the dance because you just don't want to go or because you're scared? And Rory's like, no, I hate dances. I'm not interested, all of this stuff. So it's kind of like a weird dynamic how even though it seems like Lorelai isn't a fan of those dances, what Emily said, like she noted it and paid attention to it and actually acted on it. So I thought that was kind of cute too. It's like, wait, like Emily wasn't just saying something just to say it. She actually took her quotation marks advice into consideration.
About like encouraging her to go, right? Mm-hmm.
Or at least figuring out why she doesn't want to go. Is it just because of Lorelai? Then Lorelai thinks it's because she's scared. Poor shy Rory.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be bundled up into why a teenage girl doesn't want to go to a dance. But, you know, it is interesting just like Lorelai is actively trying to convince her to also maybe like tell her to invite Dean, which is like a whole part of this episode of like Rory and Dean's relationship kind of like taking it out to like, what does this mean? We're going to go public together. And it just, all of those things kind of like get Rory sort of trapped in her, like in her thoughts of like freaking out about going. But she actually, with some encouragement from her BFF Lane, decides to like invite Dean the next day. They see him at the store, and Lane, convinces her.
Lane is such a great friend.
She is. She's like the best.
She was like, what's the point of having a boyfriend if you can't take him to dances? I'm like, oh.
Exactly. It's so true. And then Rory's answer was like, he's not my boyfriend. He's my gentleman caller.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, Blanche.
I'm like, I know you're like 16. He's not a gentleman caller. But, you know, she fumbles the delivery on asking him to the dance. But I was, so she was very Rory in her delivery, because she was super hesitant and wasn't very direct about the dance. She was like, hey, do you like dances? Like just very, very not direct. And he's like, eh, yeah, so awkward. And he's like, eh, about dances, you know, he doesn't seem super sold. And Rory visibly kind of like shuts up and becomes quiet because she's like, oh crap, like he doesn't like dances, like this was a bad idea. And he quickly changes the subject to like, okay, well, what do I wear? And you know, that gives her the hope that he'll come. And you know, she's like, you have to wear a tie. And he's like, what? No, a suit. She's like, maybe you can wear the suit with no tie. Yeah. She's like, it's coat and tie. Maybe you can get away without wearing a tie.
Well, before she's like, you can wear what you're wearing now. I'm like, girl, please. You're going to make this dude like lie to him. No.
Yeah, don't lie to him. And, you know, as he assume, you know, that's his answer that he's going to go. So she like leans in and gives him a kiss. And I just thought it was so cute. You know, they're like, it's, she's like more comfortable with it now. And she just like kind of went for it. And I was like, yeah, girl, just give him a kiss.
Walk, yeah, because they haven't really made it. That's what she shared with Lane earlier, that they hadn't made it official yet. So it's kind of interesting to see that progression. And I think with most teenagers, things do get a little bit awkward. But I thought Rory looked so pretty with her green sweater and in her, like, I think it was a green jacket as well. And in her eyes popped, and even like Dean with his Dozie's Market apron or something. It looks so cute. I was like, wow, Rory looks so young and beautiful. And then I also noticed that her voice is so deep. Like I feel like in season one, her voice is so deep and the way she speaks is a little bit different than in the other episodes. And obviously, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the actress. But Rory's character grows. She gets older during the season. So
Alexis Bledel.
Yeah, Alexis Bledel. So I wonder why it started off like so, like her voice was a lot more serious. Or maybe she was just shy in real life and was getting used to her character. But it was just sounded, she's so innocent looking, so young and small, and her voice is so deep. So I was just noticing that. I'm like, wow. But yeah, I thought it was so cute that in the end, like, all, like, I get that Dean isn't a big joiner, but then again, I feel like he kind of knew that she was going to ask him something that she felt shy about. So I don't know why she was like, he was like, not necessarily playing hard to get, but making it more difficult for her.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought he was being kind of like jerkish about that. Like Well, you know what? He's being honest about how he feels about it, which I can respect. But at the same time, I'm like, you're like 16 years old. Like, calm down. Like, you're being like, you're overthinking this. And like, of course you want to go to the dance with Rory, you know, don't make it so difficult for her. And also yeah. Don't sound like you're so put off by going to like the school dance. Like, she wants your company there. Like, acknowledge that and like run with it.
Yeah.
But,
it's like she's inviting you on.
Yeah, she's literally asking him out on a date. Like, come on, she's making all the moves. Like, go Rory. And then, yeah, when you're in this, like, unknown, like, phase and part of the relationship where you haven't DTR'd, which is defined the relationship, it's awkward because you're like, what do I do? But she's like, she's planning kisses on him like nothing, you know? So
grocery store.
Yeah, in the grocery store, in public, while he's at work. The interaction between them sort of, I feel like, sets the tone for the rest of the episode, just of like their relationship status, of like what they are and how they're kind of venturing into new things together. So we'll see how this plays out shortly.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of defining the relationship, especially when Rory obviously really likes him. And it seems like Dean is like interested in her a lot as well.
Well, they, you know, they're in preparation for like the dance. We see Lorelai like bust out this like beautiful dress that she's like making for Rory. It's like sitting on a mannequin and she's like, she's stitching it and tailoring it. And it looks so pretty on the mannequin. And it makes you think like of like the skill that Lorelai has. It's so like, that's just, it's so motherly of like for someone who like got pregnant at 16 and then she can like bust like a beautiful winter formal dress out of nowhere. I just thought it was like a nice way to like show Lorelai's like just evolvement as like a mother. Like she's like Rory's best friend at times, but she can also be like someone who's like, I can clothe my daughter with like the clothes that I can make her. Like that is so cool to me. And to have a mom who can do that, like, is like pretty awesome. I mean, my mom stitched my pants when they were long, but like, which is really fun and like nice. And like, I love that she could do that for me or like put a button back on, but like she can't make me a dress.
I know. I was thinking about that. I'm like, wow, how awesome would it be to have somebody so close that can literally make you a dress? And that dress is beautiful. So,
oh my God, it's a dress I would wear to like to this day. So in the middle of Lorelai tailoring Rory's dress, she gets a phone call, and like as she's trying to reach for it, she slips and falls, which is ironic because she's put herself into pain before she talks on the phone with her mother. And her mom just like starts immediately like, like, you have to let Rory go, like, or you have to make her go, like, you have to get her to do this. And she's like ranting for a good minute and a half before Lorelai says like she's going to the dance, mom. But it was just her very like Lorelai way of torturing her mom and making her just sort of rant, which is always comical when Lorelai does that because she does this very often.
Yeah, I also thought it was funny that it was Emily who was on the phone, and that's why she hurt her back. But during this call, Lorelai was so nonchalant about it, but Emily was freaking out. She was so excited. But now that I think about it, it's like she probably didn't get to have that kind of experience with Lorelai, because it seemed like Lorelai wasn't a big joiner either that liked to attend those private school dances. So she was probably really excited that Rory was going to be able to go. And she's like, you have to take a bunch of pictures. And she was being so extra. She's like, make sure to take a picture of her coming down the stairs, or one in front of the house, and then one as she's like putting on her makeup, which I thought was so cute. And it kind of reminded me of my mom. And like, she loves taking those kind of photos. Sometimes they don't end up looking good, but in those quinceañera photo shoots that you have, it's like one, like putting on your fake mascara or doing this. So I thought it was so like motherly of her. And I could tell like Lorelai was kind of annoyed by it. And she's like, sure, I'll take a picture of Rory as she's shaving her leg. And she was like waving the razor. But I think Emily did a really good job at guilting Lorelai to let her come over.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got like Quince vibes when she was like telling her to like take pictures of her with putting her on her makeup. I've definitely seen those. I think they're so great because there's such a time period piece of like of the age of everything. I love it so much.
So cringe.
No, it's so awesome. I wish I had those. But yeah, I think that Lorelai can sense that Emily feels like she's almost making up for lost time of not being able to ever see Lorelai get dressed up and go out to a school dance. And she, yeah, you can sense that she's like, all right, you're like, I'm just going to give in and like invite her over so she could be part of this, which, you know, is another olive branch that Lorelai extends to give her mom this to ride on and to be happy about. That day, I think it's that day at school, like Rory's purchasing the tickets for the dance.
That was a really long line, I think. I don't know. I can't remember how it was for first like school dances in my school. Like we had so many kids, but I don't remember a line. I just thought it was so awkward. It's just like waiting in line. I think she was reading her book, and who comes up to her as she's patiently waiting in line?
Oh, just the worst, but also the cutest, Tristan.
Tristan.
AKA Chad Michael Murray. But yeah, just side note, like I never went to my winter formals at school. I went to my senior year one out of like necessity because I was graduating.
Oh no. So why do you like, want to go?
Our winter formals were really far from our school because we didn't have a gym. So like we had to have it somewhere else. And it was just a lot and was very far north. And I lived all the way on the south side. So
whoop, whoop.
But I just couldn't do it. And then that year, senior year, my friends and I were like, maybe we should go. So we went and it was fun. But that was the only time I ever went.
Yeah, but I liked our school dances. Well, I mean, they were in our gym, so it was pretty close. And then my parents were so strict, so they thought I was going to go out and party and do drugs. And I don't like just think that the worst was going to happen to me for going to a school gym for a dance. So I don't think I went until maybe sophomore or junior year, but it was like pretty like the opposite of Rory's school dance. It was literally just at the gym. And I think the theme was so, what was it? It was the like Parisian nights, or it was like a masquerade. Maybe it was Mardi Gras. I don't remember. It was so cringe. But I
that's so
fun.
Cute. I mean, actually, I just remembered it wasn't winter formal. It was my homecoming that I only went to once, because our homecomings were in the winter because we had basketball. So we did those in like January, December, January. Yeah, we didn't have football, so we did them in the winter. So that's why I got it confused with winter formal. But I digress. Back to Rory's dance. So, like, Tristan, like, is going – well, first, Tristan goes to buy his ticket. And does he buy two? He buys two tickets, yeah. Right? And, like, the ticket teller is Paris Geller. And she's like, oh, like you're buying two, like who are you taking? Like she just like is so awkwardly wants to know who he wants to go with because she wants to go with him.
He's such a jerk. I hate he that was terrible. Like Paris isn't that great right now, but why does he have to be so handsome and such a jerk at the same time?
I know. And, you know, he goes, like, he's leaving the line and he goes back and he sees Rory waiting to buy tickets. And does he ask her if she's buying two?
She's like,
remember. No. But, like, he's like, who are you going with or something?
No, like, why are you waiting in line? Like, shouldn't it be the man to buy the tickets? Yeah, she was kind of, like, not, like, kind of, like, questioning, like, I don't know if it was like chivalry or just being a, I don't know. What's the word? Like anti-feminist, but he was like giving her stuff like, yeah, something saying like that. And Rory was kind of playing around, like playing along, but saying like, oh yeah, you know me, I like my men like with a beer gut and all this and like that. I forgot how that conversation went, but he was like testing the waters to see if she was going to have a date because he did buy that extra ticket. And he told Paris that he didn't have a date to the dance, which I wasn't sure if he was just lying or if he was serious. Because Paris, he told Paris, like, oh yeah, you like, oh, who are you? What did he say? He said something like, are you taking someone to the dance? Like, oh, of course you are. Kind of like a psych. Cause he knows he knows that she has a crush on him. So he said like, oh yeah, I haven't had a date. Well, that's too bad that you have one. I won't be able to take you or whatever. So during this whole time that he's talked to like Paris and talked to Rory, he made it seem like he didn't have a date, but I don't know. Do you think he had a date or you think he didn't have a date?
No, he for sure did not have a date. And then when he heard from Rory that she was buying too, I think he like thought of a plan B. And then, you know, he's like the hottest commodity at that school. So there's going to be like a long list that he could like go through to see who he could ask last minute. But I definitely don't think he had a date. He was like, I think surprised to see Rory in the line. And then being very Tristan of him was an ass asking how, she, like why she was going to buy two, like, you know, just to find things out. And then Rory gets to Paris to buy the tickets and Paris is like, you were totally being rude to Tristan.
Yeah.
Like he was being nice to you and you were being so rude. And I'm like, Paris, girl, you do not deserve for a man to speak to you like that ever.
Yeah, and I'm like, why do you care then? If you're so interested in Tristan, why would you want Rory to go to the dance with him? She just wanted to say something. I'm like, girl, I felt so bad for her, but I'm like, girl, just like, I get she sounded so insecure. I'm like, I just want to give you a big hug and tell you to stop.
And be like, no, you're worth. You don't deserve that douchebag.
He's so handsome.
He's really cute to look at, but he's a meanie.
He is. That's not the right way. If there are any boys or men listening, that is not the way to land women.
Yeah. And it kind of goes right to the date, or I'm sorry, I call it date night, but it's dance night. And Rory comes out in her dress and like the way she comes out is so cute because she's like wearing her dress, has the tights on, but like looks like she has like what I would call like Doc Martens on, like these boots. And then her hair is like really nice and like pinned back with like baby's breasts all around it, which is mm-hmm. a really cute touch. Lorelai sitting on the couch in a lot of back pain. So she's like not moving from her position. Suki shows up to like try to help Lorelai with her pain, brings her food, blah, blah, blah. And then Emily shows up shortly after. And she's like ready to start taking pictures. She pulls out her camera.
You can walk in now, Rory.
and Rory walks in with a napkin as a bib eating a taco. And Emily is like, and then she's like,
no, Lorelai's like, let grandma take the pretty picture. No.
Yeah, why don't you go back and come back in so that grandma can take the pretty picture now? Lorelai's like, or no, Emily's wondering why Emily isn't why Lorelai isn't moving from her position. And she's just like, she doesn't want to tell her why because she's kind of afraid that her mom's going to want to stay and help.
Yeah, but Suki's a great friend. Like, she's like here helping. She tried to help Rory with her hairspray and didn't really work out so well for Suki because she got sprayed in the face. But she's like, yeah, like, just let me know if you need anything. I think she brought food for them as well. So she's such a great friend. And I think that's kind of what triggered it for Emily, because she noticed, like, why haven't you moved the whole time I was here? And then later on,
yeah,
Emily convinces Lorelai to like let her stay and help out for a bit.
Yeah, she finally gives in and tells her that she has this like really bad back spasm. As like, you know, Emily's taking pictures and whatever, like they hear like all this honking coming from Dean. And Emily's like, what in God's name is going on? Like, what is that? And Rory's like, oh, Dean's here.
And she runs off.
She like tries and runs off, and she's like, "You do not go running out the door when a boy's honking the horn." Like, she is not fried chicken.
Oh yeah, that was so funny.
I know. And so they make Dean wait, and Dean keeps honking until they're like, Emily's like, he's eventually gonna get the hint. So he gets the hint to stop honking and come to the door to get Rory, which I thought was so funny. Rory's like looking at her mom, like, "Mom, like, please, like, he doesn't know, he's gotta come to the door."
She's like, I think Emily's like, "He'll figure it out." And Rory's like, "He doesn't know he's supposed to," which is kind of like, he was beeping for an obnoxious amount of time. I'm like, dude, get it together.
Yeah, he really was. I was like, that's kind of annoying. Like, if she doesn't come after the second beep, I would have like walked to the door, been like, "Hey, what's up?" But then again, he's a high schooler. So he doesn't know much, but I would hope that he would have done something different. You know, I think the motherly instincts take over Emily when Dean walks in the door and is like sort of interrogating him a little bit, and is like setting the rules. Like, Emily is telling them, like, be home by 11, and like Rory longingly looks at her mom, like, "Mom, please, no, like, longer." And then Lorelai mouths, like, 12, which I thought was, like, super cool of her.
I know. Having a 12 o'clock curfew at 16, that sounds amazing.
That is late. Granted, I never went to many high school parties or things. And if I went anywhere, my mom always dropped me off and picked me up.
Oh, that's nice. I always had my friend's parents doing. Sometimes my parents were actually really good at giving us rides, but they were, no. Midnight curfew, no. They barely let me do that when I was a college student. So so I when I heard that, I'm like, oh, Lorelai's just so cool. But they end up in the car, right? Like, heading to wherever this dance is. I'm assuming it's like close to Chilton. Mm-hmm. And Rory's having second thoughts, and she's like, "We don't have to go. We can go someplace else." And Dean, again, I hate how like nonchalant he asks. Like, you know she's nervous. You know she asked you to dance for a reason. You know she doesn't like school that much, or she doesn't get along that well with her classmates. So he was just making it so, he was just so obnoxious. He's like, "Yeah, whatever you want to do, if you want to go, or if you want to stay, or you want to do something else, that's fine. Like, just support her decision and be there." But then he does say something really nice. He's like, "I think you look amazing tonight." And then that made her feel so much better. She's like, "Okay, I guess we could go for a little bit." And I'm like, "Aw, Rory."
Yeah, I hated how passive aggressive he was with her. Like, being like saying fine after everything she was saying. I was like, no, like, help her make a decision. Like, work with her. Like, give her some like confidence.
Yeah,
like,
make her feel better.
Yeah, tell her that things are going to be okay. Like, she's not going to be alone. And then, like, he thinks he can just, like, wipe that all away with being, like, "You look really pretty tonight." Like,
it worked for her.
It worked. But
I've seen so many red flags in this episode. Not going to lie. Like, that scene and then this scene. And, like, you know, she's shy in general. She's asking you to go to this dance with these classmates that she already feels iffy about, where she has to be fancy and she's not fancy. And they walked into this, like, hotel or ballroom, and it was so fancy. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's constantly trying to be like, "I'm too cool for this," and like is portraying that to Rory and like giving her that vibe and like that sense of just like sense of demeanor, like that demeanor of her, him being like, "Well, I don't care, like, it's whatever." It's like, no, it's not whatever. Like, help her like make a decision and like stop being so passive aggressive. Like, it's frustrating.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting he's a teenager. But if there are
any standards.
Yeah, if there are any teenage girls listening, don't settle for that kind of behavior. We deserve a lot more.
Yes, you do.
And well, they get to the dance and then they run into Madeline and Louise, who are Paris's BFFs.
You're so good with remembering their names. I never remember.
It's because I've seen the series a million of times. Like, I know everything about them. But they walk in. Well, they see Rory and they're kind of impressed. They're like impressed with her hair. They compliment her on her hair and her dress. They're like, oh, what's the label? Like, who made it? And she's like, oh, Lorelai Gilmore, you made your dress? And they're like, oh, no, my mom. And then, I mean, they're going to get to meet Lorelai later, but they already seem impressed. Specifically, Madeline, or is it Madeline or Louise? See, maybe I don't know everything then.
The blonde. No, yeah. The blondie.
Yeah, she's impressed with Dean. And she's a little
flirty. Oh, yeah, she calls him a dish.
2000s lingo.
Instead of a snack. These days we would have called it a snack. But she's like, oh, who's that?
You're tall.
And I was like, yeah, you're tall. So like they get up and they go over to him and she's like, oh, you're tall. How tall are you? Like 6'2", 6'5". Like my family's all really tall. And I was like, girl, no one needs to know that.
But yeah, no, but I mean, Rory is really tall as well. So I can only imagine how Dean, he might even be taller than 6'2". I don't know. But I loved how Dean knew that this girl that obviously is in friends with Rory was flirting with him. And this is like, okay, give him props for realizing this. And he puts his arms around Rory and like flirts with her. And it's like, oh, well, what do you think? You know, like claiming like, hey, I'm here with her. She's my date, you know? So that made Rory feel a lot better. Plus, she got complimented by the cool girls.
Yeah, I will give him credit, I guess, where credit is due. That was smooth. That was nice. That's what any girlfriend would have wanted their boyfriend to do. Although, right now, they are not officially boyfriend and girlfriend. But it's what we would have wanted any one of our boyfriends to do when a girl's trying to, like, come after your man.
Don't even get me started. I would have been like, girl.
Girl, you want to turn around real fast.
Yeah, no, poor Rory. She's not like that at all. She's Thank not. Goodness Tristan picked it up. Not Tristan, sorry. My mind is elsewhere. No, Dean. Dean realized that. But he actually starts getting better. So he starts feeling more confident. I don't know if it's because girls are flirting with him and people are staring at him because he's attractive. But he does say like, hey, like, how about we'll dance when there's a slow song? So he even wants to like partake in that kind of like dancing ritual.
Yes. And like a slow song comes on. And so they go to the dance floor. And as they're making their way to the dance floor, Dean meets Paris and Paris's date. And I really don't remember much of the encounter, mostly that like Paris looks shocked that she showed up with Dean. And then Paris has a date, but like she doesn't really introduce him. We don't really know who this guy is. And then like he's like, ah, you're Paris. I've heard a lot about you. And whatever. He's like not particularly in like with Paris after like their first acquaintance, and like him and Roy proceed to the dance floor. And they start to slow down.
So cute. That was really cute.
Well, super, yeah, super romantic. And then he gets all like, can I kiss you? Which is like so cute. I have to give it credit where credit is due. Like, it's one thing. It's like so innocent. It's one thing to just like plant a kiss on someone, but it's like so innocent. Like when you're still not sure of like what you guys are, and he's just like, can I kiss you? Like in public at your, with all your school friends,
yeah.
Like, you know, and it was just really cute. And just like, I really don't have any other words, but cute.
Yeah. And then the camera pans over to Tristan. Oh, poor baby. His face. He was so sad. He was so sad.
And then like, the way he gets over it was, I thought, to me, really like too much for like a 16-year-old, because his like date comes out of the bathroom and she's like, okay, do you want to dance, or like we can make out? And he's like, okay, yeah, let's do that. because he's so sad, and that's his way of getting over it. And I was like, oh my God, you're a child still, dude. Calm
down. You'd be surprised. I heard stories of my classmates, even like not just high school and elementary school. And I'm like, wow, I feel like we're 30 years apart. You'd be surprised. But Tristan does seem like he has like some type of issues. I don't know, like the rich boy syndrome where, yeah, he's rich and handsome, but there's probably something else there that's troubling him.
He probably just didn't get like enough acknowledgement and attention and recognition and love as a child, and he seeks it elsewhere by being a pompous asshole.
Yeah. Oh.
Poor Tristan. Not sorry. I'm not on the Tristan train.
No, my heart. I feel so bad for him. But then he does act like a jerk. So later on, what happens afterwards? Like, I know there's...
We could like continue with what happens at the dance, or we could cut to like Emily and Lorelai sort of bonding back in Stars Hollow.
Oh, I love that. Like, I know Emily is problematic. My favorite part. Like, yeah, I know she's problematic and she's not the nicest person. And I know there's a lot of people who feel that Emily and Lorelai's relationship is very traumatic, that Emily is very mean, rude person, and Lorelai has every right to completely block her mother out of her life forever if she wanted to. But those scenes when they were back in the house and Emily was caring for Lorelai because she was injured, like Emily just fit into that role so well, like being so motherly, taking care of Lorelai, and Lorelai loved it. Like she loved being taken care of, and that doesn't happen to her that often. Like she's Miss Independent. It's just her and Rory, obviously. Well, sometimes I feel like sometimes she does play that role with Rory. I forgot, but I think she just loved it. She didn't have to worry about anything. Her mom was here. She was caring for her. They weren't fighting. Her mom wasn't being obnoxious. She even made her like a toast with banana that apparently Lorelai had when she was little. And it was just so cute.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that like Emily wants to feel needed by Lorelai, and Lorelai is definitely welcoming of wanting to be sort of coddled by her mom and like comforted. And she like makes her this like banana toast, which looks disgusting because like it's just like a dry toasted piece of toast with just mushed up banana, which I'm sorry, just looked disgusting. And she's like, you used to eat this all the time as a kid, which is funny because she probably got her facts all mixed up because she might not have been like as present as a mom, like when Lorelai was like a little girl. And so she's like, mom, I never did, but she's like, okay, yeah, sure. And, you know, I think they have this like nice moment where like they're sitting down on the couch and they're watching a movie together. And she's like you did a lovely job with Rory and the dress.
Oh,
which
my heart.
Yeah, be still my heart was so sweet. Like this woman never compliments anyone, okay? And to tell her daughter that she did a lovely job raising her granddaughter and like, you know, and with making the dress after she told her she should buy one, like I thought it was so nice. And you,
especially because Lorelai raised Rory all by herself, so she takes full credit. Mm-hmm. And her mom are like polar opposites, so the fact that her mom agrees, like, yeah, you did a great job, and even though they don't have the same style or same views. Mm-hmm. So Lorelai was so happy, like she looked so happy, and like she felt like proud of herself and like looked like so confident, but also very like young. She felt like a daughter instead of a mother, which was so cute. And we don't really get to see that often.
Yeah. And you know, Lorelai falls asleep and like Emily retreats to like the rocking chair to like stay up and wait for Rory to get home. And that's pretty much the last we see of them until the next morning. But we're going to quickly come back to the dance where some drama happens.
Yeah, the drama does not end.
Nope. So clearly after seeing Dean kissing Rory, Tristan is all mad because he thinks that he has this like unofficial claim over Rory and confronts Dean. And there's just like an exchange of words. They're just being
don't want to fight me, Tristan.
Yeah, you don't want to fight me.
So bro-y.
Oh, it's so tough bro-y. Guy.
No, I think, well, Tristan was being a jerk. I forgot what he goes up, but he's like the type of person that says like those fake funny jokes. Like he's trying to be funny, like, oh yeah, like not take it so seriously, kind of like mocking them. Or actually he wasn't even mocking Dean in the beginning. I think he was mocking Rory, which that's like, I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm just disappointed in him. I'm like, if you're going to be upset with Dean because he stole your girl, then don't be mean to Rory.
Right, because he saw that Dean and Rory were, like, going to be leaving. He's like, oh, gotta get the little girl home. And, like, he's like, don't talk about Rory, blah, blah, blah. And, like, and things start to get physical, and, like, Tristan's, like, being a total jackass.
He's like, I don't like your girlfriend. I'm like, dude, why? Don't say bad things about Rory when you like her.
I know. And then Dean's like, I'm not fighting you. It'll be like I'm fighting an accountant. And I was like, ooh, burn.
but it did look kind of silly with Tristan trying to act all tough and everything like that, because Dean does look scary. Like, he looks intimidating.
Yeah.
Probably because he's taller. But
yeah, he had like looked like a good foot over Tristan. But clearly, like, things get heated. Rory and Dean leave, and like Paris comes running over to Tristan, but he waves her off, like, don't, like, I'm annoyed, like, go away, which I felt so bad for Paris about.
Yeah, after that moment, that should have just sealed the deal for Paris and said, like, you know what, I'm never gonna talk to you again, you're a jerk, I'm taking you out of my heart, stomping it, removing it, never again am I gonna have a crush on you ever again. You would think, right, for everything she went through, but oh my gosh. No. So yeah, they ended up leaving, and I think they decided, like, yeah, let's just stop by, like, walk around, get a coffee, because they left still kind of early, so they didn't feel like going back home.
Right. And this is where things get a little rocky. So, well, no, things are fine, and then things will get rocky. Bear with us. But they start walking through Majestic Stars Hollow with their cup of coffee. But yeah, Dean is telling Rory that Tristan is, like, totally into her, and Rory's like, I don't know, like, no, he's not. And he's like, and then she's like, I don't know how I feel about my boyfriend defending my honor. And Dean pisses me off. He's like, boyfriend? I was like, you're so mean. Like, he'd be like, oh, so I don't know. He could have made that into so many cuter ways, but
he was trying to play cool. Like, I'm Mr. Cool Dude. That's why I hate that kind of behavior.
I know. And I'm like, you don't have to play cool with Rory. Like, Rory is like,
she wears her heart on her sleeve. Like, you could tell right away that she loves you or that she cares about you and is interested. So why are you going to be like putting her on edge just because you can? That's kind of like similar to what Tristan is, but kind of opposite.
Yeah. And then they go back and forth to like being like, oh, no, you don't have to be my boyfriend. I'm like, I don't want you to be my boyfriend. And then he's like, okay. And he does a whole okay, fine thing again. And then she's like, unless you want to be my boyfriend. And then he was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll be your boyfriend. I'm like,
so many red flags for him. That was and I get it. He's a teenager, but it's like, dude, you don't have to act cool. Like, why are you doing that? That's not even your thing. I'm so upset. I just have to remind myself that he's a teenager, but
nonetheless, here they are. Official. Yeah.
They did official.
They're official. They have defined the relationship. And then they like make their way into Patty's dance studio because like the doors are open, and Rory pulls out a book that she brought with her to the dance, which I was like, seriously, Rory, when were you gonna find time to read that thing?
It was a big book too.
It was a big book, yeah. And so they sit down on what looks like what were those couches called?
Beanbags.
A beanbag. There you go. They sit down on a beanbag and they start reading this book together. And then, like, they fall asleep, and are woken up by Patty and her
yoga class.
And her yoga class at 5:30 in the morning. And Rory is in a complete panic.
She freaks out. Yeah, I would have been freaking out too. Like 5:30 in the morning. So she like runs home. Thankfully, Miss Patty calls Lorelai to let her know, because Lorelai, Emily wakes up Lorelai. She's like, yeah, I fell asleep. Rory isn't here. Rory isn't here. And then both of them start panicking because they can't find Rory anywhere. And they don't know if something happened to her, like if she's in a ditch somewhere, which I like, it sounds so frightful. But it kind of sucks because they were, instead of them trying to be, you know how sometimes they say that when something bad happens, it unites people. So that kind of like shifted. I feel like all the work that they did the night before completely was ruined because both of them were freaking out. Emily was like blaming Lorelai because of the boy and then this and then that. They don't have no idea where she was. And then she gets a call from Miss Patty and she comes down a bit. But then Emily finds out that she was out with a boy. She's like, what's Miss Patty's, a hotel? And she, like Lorelai tries to explain and defend Rory, like, no, Rory's not like that. And Emily starts freaking out. So they start arguing with each other. But it, like, I get Emily, but then again, that wasn't her place to freak out at, especially once they knew that Rory was safe and they know how Rory is. So whether or not anything happened between them, I feel like they should have just chilled out. But then Rory comes in.
Emily should have definitely. Well, I was going to say, Emily should have definitely waited to hear, like, what the story was. After knowing Rory was safe and on her way home, she, like, immediately starts insinuating that, like, Dean and her had sex and that Rory is, like, taking after her mother. And she's
going to ruin her life like Lorelai.
She's going to ruin her life. And she's saying all of these mean things. Yeah, yeah, very mean. And she's like saying, like, what if she gets pregnant? Like, what kind of mother are you? She's gonna ruin everything, just like you ruined everything. And just so mean. And
they're just blaming each other. And it felt so much like, I felt like that fight wasn't even about Rory, it was all about them. And it felt like there was just so much trauma between them. I'm like, please just go to therapy and talk this through. Like, yeah. Emily should have just approached this as a grandmother instead of freaking out what, like, that Rory might have been pregnant. She should have been there for Lorelai and been like, what can I do to make my daughter's life easier when this is such a tough situation, instead of just putting it on her. But Emily was probably having all these like flashbacks of everything that could happen. And these are like, Lorelai isn't rich and wealthy, but Emily is. So just, it's wild to think how like 20 years ago, having a teenage pregnancy, they made it seem so horrible, but I'm like, ruining your life. I'm like, girl, you are so wealthy. There's no way your life would be truly ruined when you have that much wealth and you're able to support your daughter, your granddaughter, your great granddaughter. So I was like, wow, I'm happy things have changed, and it doesn't have that same feeling like you're gonna ruin your life if you have sex and get pregnant as a young person. But Rory overhears and she feels kind of happy that her mom is defending her. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't actually get to see Emily. She like hides when Lorelai gets so upset that she kicks Emily out of the house. Like, if you're going to be criticizing the way I raise my daughter and the way I live my life, then get out of my house, which my heart, I was like, oh, this is not what I want to see in this show. Like, I'm here to escape, not to like worry and freak out and be sad.
Yeah. But it was nice to see how like Lorelai took her side, but then like took Rory's side. But then when she sees Rory, she just like, she's so upset, and you can tell it's mostly upset based off the insults her mom just said to her. And she's like, Rory is like, mom, nothing happened. And Lorelai's like, you're going on the pill, like you are not getting pregnant. And Laura's like, you know, nothing happened, like you're just mad that grandma was here and like got to you first. And I'm sorry, but like nothing happened between me and Dean, and you know it. Like, she knows her daughter.
Yeah. And Rory was so happy when she first got there and thankful. Like, she was like, mom, thank you, I'm sorry. Like, she was so happy that her mom understood her, and then that changed. But I also liked how Rory, because we never really get to see Rory and Lorelai fight or Rory act like a teenager with her mom. So I liked how she was like, you're only mad at me because you messed up and grandma saw. Like, you just, you, like, she nailed you for it. So she was like, no, I'm not going to take your antics. You're not even mad because I was out. You're mad because grandma saw that you messed up and you're taking it out on me. And I think that's BS. So yep. I'm like, yes, Laura. Not that I support talking back to your parents, but I was pretty proud of Rory.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have gotten a bow because that's totally talking back. But she had the point, and like Lorelai sits down completely defeated, knowing that her daughter does have a point, is right, is upset that her mom nailed her for it. And she knows she went too hard on Rory. And like, that's kind of like where the episode ends. And like, it leaves me completely gutted because I was riding on such a high of Lorelai and Emily, like bonding, like getting back together, like all things are good. And then like this happens and I'm just like, oh,
I know. No. We were in such a high and everything was going great. Even like Dean and Rory defined a relationship and they had a good night overall. Like even Rory thanks him for the night and everything like that. Emily and Lorelai made amends and they're bonding and everything was so good. And it just shatters. I'm like, Lorelai, I get so conflicted because at a certain point, especially, I don't know if that happens when you're older or whatever, but I'm like, Lorelai could have just apologized to her mom and said, like, I'm sorry, I took it out on you. Like, this is nothing. Like, I trust Rory. Like, I trust her. I'm sorry that this happened while you were here. I know whatever happened to me, like, messed it up. Like, I know that, like, I made an error. Rory isn't like me. Like, something like that. Like, let's, like, I had such a great evening with you last night. Let's not end it like this.
Mm-hmm.
But again, everything is what do they say, everything's 2020. I don't know. And then it's like, girl, you just had this tough experience with your mom. Why are you gonna make Rory feel bad as well when you already know she's a sweetheart? And even if Rory wasn't a sweetheart, I still thought like her yelling and her approach freaking out that she was gonna end up pregnant being on the pill was over dramatic. That's like, that's not how you are, Lorelai. Like, if you really feared quotation marks that was going to happen, then she should have had a gentle conversation. And I think even before, like ever since Rory had like mentioned it to Lorelai that she didn't want to go to Chilton anymore, and then because of Dean, when Lorelai found out it was because of a boy, I feel like ever since then, every once in a while we see these situations where you would think Lorelai, like she got pregnant when she was 16. She's young. She's a cool mom. She would be open to have those kind of conversations with Lorelai. And she did say like, I want you to tell me about the boy, even the first kiss, like they never had a good, like communication about boys, early on. It was always like Lorelai was kind of in the defensive, because she got pregnant young or something. I'm not sure what it was, like so unlike her character for her to be so defensive. So we saw that in the beginning, we saw that with that first kiss, and now we're seeing again when they technically like spent the whole night together, quotation marks, even though like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And even if something did happen, I still didn't think that was a very Lorelai approach. And I'm like, girl, why?
It's because of Emily got to her.
But she's done that before. I'm like, why? Like, why do you have such a weird feelings about Rory dating? Like, you want her to date, you want her to do this, but in every single situation, she always acts like, yeah, she ends up she likes Dean and everything, but it's like, why is it always so, and I get it, it is weird with mother daughters, but they're supposed to have this like cool relationship, like a great like mother daughter bonding. They never fight, they never do this, but anytime it comes to boys, it always gets tense. So obviously it has to do with like Lorelai getting pregnant young and all of the things that she endured with her mom. But I'm like, dude, don't put that on your daughter as well. It's like, you're continuing the trauma, like whatever happened to you, you're like, it's like a chain. I'm like, girl, stop it.
That happens.
Break the chain.
That's why they need to go to therapy. But it happens. Like, you don't realize that your reaction is a product of the way that you were once, like, treated. And people forget that that's a huge connection. I mean, we're not going to sit here and say we're like psychologists or psychotherapists, no. But like based off personal experience, I think it definitely has an impact. But you know, overall, like you hit it on the head. It just, Lorelai did not approach her right, and she knows it. And the way that that episode ended was just like really upsetting, and looking forward to the next episode. And
yeah, I'm like, let's get started with the next episode, because that one was so sad.
I know. But you know, with everything else that happened, like, what was your favorite scene?
I think my favorite scene was, it would have to be between Emily and Lorelai. When Emily tells her, like, you did a great job with Rory and you did a great job with the dress. Because I thought it was so cute.
Oh my God, ditto. We don't have to go much further. Like, this is, we both agreed that that was our favorite scene. And I think that Rory definitely takes the fashion moment. I don't know. How about
she
you?
She does, in two different ways, with that beautiful dress that Lorelai made, the blue. And then that green sweater. I love it. It's just her face. That's like literally, that's kind of like what Lorelai said too when Rory was getting ready, like she was primping. She's like, hurry up. Like, why are you primping? Your skin's like a baby ass. Like, it doesn't need anything. And it's true. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. I forgot that. Well, you know, based on, like, this dress is a pretty iconic dress throughout the series, just because, like, it's really cute, it's really nice. So, you know, Rory gets this week's crowning moment of the Gilmore Girls fashion moment of the episode. But you know, let us know what you guys thought about Dean as a date and then soon to be boyfriend, and how he played out. And if you notice any red flags, and then how Emily and, like, Lorelai's relationship sort of, like, took a turn, and, like, how you think things could have been handled differently.
Yeah.
I'd like to know your thoughts.
This was a really action-packed episode. So, yeah, let us know what you think. Team Dean girls and guys and folks and them and everything, let us know, like, was this like a true Dean moment? Was something bothering him that he wasn't acting like? I feel like slowly we're getting to see more sides. I'm not Team Dean, I have to say this from the get-go. I feel like we're losing that essence we first had when he, like, smiled at her in the beginning, and when he was flirting with her in the beginning, and we're trying to see more of that true Dean self. But I'm not a fan. So let us know, and make sure to follow us on Instagram at Gilmore Girls Revisited.
And on Twitter at GG Revisited.
Until next time.
Bye, guys.